Hey beautiful souls, welcome back to Level Up Daily. I'm your girl Sienna Cruz, here to help you slay those everyday challenges and become the absolute boss you were born to be. Today, we're diving headfirst into a topic that plagues so many of us. Imposter syndrome. Ever felt like a fraud, even when you're crushing it? Like everyone else knows what they're doing, but you're just winging it. You know that feeling when you land a promotion and your mind screams they made a mistake? Yeah, that's imposter syndrome talking, honey. But don't worry, we're gonna tackle it head on. Imposter syndrome is basically that sneaky little voice in your head telling you you're not good enough, smart enough, or worthy of your success. It can show up in different ways, constantly second-guessing yourself, fearing exposure is a fake, downplaying your accomplishments, or setting unrealistically high standards for yourself. Sound familiar? Here's the deal. Imposter syndrome doesn't discriminate. It affects everyone, from CEOs to creatives, athletes to artists. We all have moments of self-doubt, but when it starts to hijack your confidence and hold you back from reaching your full potential, that's a problem. So how do we fight back? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you slay imposter syndrome. First, recognize the beast. Naming it is the first step to conquering it. Understand that those thoughts are not facts, they are just anxieties disguised as truth. Remind yourself. Imposter syndrome thrives on fear and insecurity, so embrace vulnerability instead of hiding from it. It takes courage to admit you have doubts, but that courage is what will ultimately empower you. Second, challenge your negative self-talk. When that inner critic starts whispering those you're not good enough lies, stop and ask yourself, is there evidence to support this? Most of the time, that critical voice is just a bunch of hot air. Replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Tell yourself, I am capable, I am worthy, I belong here. Third, focus on your wins. We all have them, even if they seem small. Celebrate every milestone, big or small. Keep track of your achievements, a journal, a list on your phone, whatever works for you. Seeing those wins laid out can be incredibly empowering and remind you just how far you've come. Fourth, surround yourself with supportive people. Find a tribe who celebrates your successes and lifts you up during challenging times. Avoid those toxic relationships that constantly drain you or bring you down. Remember, you deserve to be surrounded by people who believe in you as much as you believe in yourself. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of doubt. Treat yourself with the same love and understanding you would offer a good friend. Don't let perfectionism become your enemy. Remember, progress is better than perfection. Let me tell you about this one time. I was invited to speak at this huge conference, it was a dream come true. But as the date got closer, that imposter syndrome monster started creeping in. I found myself questioning my expertise, worrying about messing up, even thinking, what am I doing here? I almost cancelled. Thankfully, I had a friend remind me of all the times I'd nailed presentations before, all the knowledge I'd gained, and how much value I could offer to the audience. Her words were like a lifeline. So, I took a deep breath, owned my space, and delivered the best talk I've ever given. The experience taught me that even when imposter syndrome hits hard, it doesn't have to control you. Remember, darling, you are capable of amazing things. You deserve success, you deserve recognition, and you deserve to shine your light brightly in this world. Don't let those imposter syndrome whispers dim your brilliance. So, what's one thing you can do today to combat that inner critic? Share it with me on social media, I want to hear your stories. And don't forget, keep leveling up every day.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.